91X News.
It's 25 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A man's lifeless body was pulled from the waters of North Beach Provincial Park south of Consicon yesterday evening. Prince Edward OPP say the man was pulled in by his family after going for a swim and being observed motionless a short time later. Police say the man was 48 years old and lived in Scarborough. An autopsy is being performed today. Belleville Fire Department responded to a Front Street apartment building yesterday just after 5 p.m. The building, known as the Quinty Living Center, a residential apartment building for seniors, had visible smoke coming from the top floor when the firefighters arrived. A living room fire was quickly extinguished and the female occupant was taken to Belleville General for precautionary medical supervision and she was later released. No other injuries were reported. The fire damage is estimated at $75,000. Belleville Senior Fire Prevention Officer Dave McMullen says the fire is not suspicious and the investigation is continuing.
I already have a big suspicion of what happened. The fire is not suspicious, but I have an idea, pretty sure of what happened, but I have to confirm that with relatives and speak to the tenant under more calmer conditions than last night.
The fire was fought with some very high temperatures yesterday as heat waves continue to scorch much of Ontario. McMullen says it's tough to keep the firefighters cool down on a hot day.
What we have to do under those conditions is make sure that our guys are only working for certain periods of time. Then they have to be relieved and rehabbed, and their bunker gear and bunker jackets have to be removed and cooled down.
It was so hot, in fact, Toronto broke a temperature record. Environment Canada reports the mercury hit 35 degrees Celsius in Toronto, breaking the previous record for July 17th, 34.4 degrees, set in 2002. When the humidity was factored in, it felt more like 42 degrees. Other Ontario cities also baked. Ottawa hit 34, while Windsor was at 32. The heat and lack of rain has made conditions ripe for wildfires in Ontario's northwest, where 2,000 firefighters are battling 92 active blazes. There were some scary moments at the Ottawa Blues Fest last night. The main stage at the event collapsed during a severe storm that sent thousands running for cover. At least four people were injured, one seriously. Concertgoers say there were strong winds at the time. The band Cheap Trick was on the stage when it collapsed. One of their drivers was hurt, but all the band members were okay. Second-degree murder charges have been laid after a rooming house fire in Winnipeg that killed four people. Police say someone was seen using an accelerant to set the fire to the front porch of the north end house before fleeing the scene on Saturday. Constable Jason McAllishan, a police spokesman, says the 40-year-old suspect had a connection to the building.
Can't get into specifics of the motive, but I can tell you that it does appear that the accused in this matter did have a relationship or some sort of a relationship with one of the residents. The issues that may have existed, I certainly couldn't get into those details.
McAllishan says investigators are still working on the motive for the alleged arson. Lulanda Lynn Flett is also facing four counts of attempted murder. The Bayview Golfing Center was home to 28 kids taking part in the 9th annual Rotary Loves Kids Golf Tournament on Friday. The main tournament took place at Black Bear Ridge in Trillium Woods, but kids in care of Hastings Children's Aid took part in their own tournament. Over the years, Rotary Love Kids has raised $660,000 going to a number of child-related programs in the area. It's the last goodbye. The last space shuttle to visit the International Space Station is leaving the space outpost tomorrow. The final tasks have been completed today ahead of the sealing of the hatches between the two spacecrafts. Astronauts detached a huge storage bin full of trash from the space station and loaded it aboard Atlantis for the last shuttle ride back to Earth. A Nova Scotia woman who made headlines around the world for giving away most of an $11.2 million lottery win has died. Melanie Patton has more.
Violet Large died Saturday in a Truro hospital at the age of 79. It was a year ago that she and her husband Alan hit the Lotto 649 jackpot, but instead of spending or investing their winnings, the couple from Lower Truro quietly gave most of it away, some to family, friends, churches, charities, fire halls, and hospitals where Large was being treated for ovarian cancer. At the time, the Larges said they were happy with what they had before their big win. A funeral for Violet Large is planned for tomorrow in Truro. Melanie Patton, The Canadian Press.
Former South African President Nelson Mandela is celebrating his 93rd birthday with his family in his home village in southern South Africa. Millions of children around the country sang a special version of Happy Birthday for Mandela before lessons began today. Casey Anthony is in a secret location after being released from jail over the weekend. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams says times will be difficult for Anthony, who has shunned her family and faces angry backlash from the public after being acquitted in the death of her daughter, Kaylee.
One we always compare this to is O.J. Simpson, right? Because the world also thought, or at least many in the world thought, that that was the wrong verdict. The difference was that O.J. Simpson had a community of people, had supporters, fans from his days as an athlete, who were behind him when he came out of prison. There was a significant group of people who thought that he was not guilty. That's really not the case here.
Only a select few know where the 25-year-old is. Anthony's lawyer has said he's very concerned about her safety. And tweets were flying as fast as the ball during the Women's World Cup final between Japan and the United States. Twitter says the exciting climax drew just under 7,200 tweets per second, a new record. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Mark your calendars. Big Brothers Big Sisters Rib Fest, presented by Investors Group, August 12th to the 14th at Westwix Park in Belleville. Enjoy ribs and chicken barbecued to perfection by 8 professional ribber teams competing in the North American Rib Fest circuit. Listen to live music all weekend long, have fun in the kids' zone, and so much more. Free admission all weekend. For more information, visit QuintyRibFest.ca. It's Quinty's biggest little barbecue. Proudly sponsored by 91X.
The celebrations continue for Darren Clark. The British Open winner says he partied all night after winning his first major. In Clark's words, "You have to enjoy it while you can. It's been a very good night." At 42, Clark is the oldest first-time major winner since Roberto de Vizioso in 1967. The U.S. women's soccer team appeared to be in control much of the game, but it was Japan that captured the Women's World Cup. The game went to penalty kicks, where Japan converted 3-1 for the U.S. U.S. goaltender Hope Solo says she has a great deal of respect for Japan and is happy for its team.
We lost to a great team. We really did. Japan is a team that I've always had so much respect for, and I truly believe that something bigger was pulling for this team. And as much as I've always wanted this, if there's any team I'd give it to, it would be Japan. So I'm happy for them, and they do deserve it.
The Jays have the day off after splitting a series at home to the New York Yankees. In today's action, Boston knuckleballer Tim Wakefield goes after career win number 199 as the Red Sox visit the Baltimore Orioles. In the National League, the Giants and Dodgers meet in San Francisco. And last night, the Boston Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 after 16 innings. Red Sox starting pitcher Josh Beckett says he told colleague John Lester that it was a fun game, not knowing it would grind on for so long.
I actually looked over at Lester after I came out, and I was like, man, this is a fun game. And I didn't realize then at the time it was going to go that long. But, it was fun to be in a game like that with another guy that's, putting up zeros.
A source says NFL labor negotiations will resume today in New York instead of Minneapolis. The owners and players made significant progress last week, but potential sticking points remain, including reestablishing the union and figuring out what it will take for 9 NFL players to settle their antitrust suit against the league. And another major NBA star is making plans for the league's lockout. Dwight Howard told the Associated Press he is strongly considering playing overseas if the work stoppage continues. The 5-time All-Star says that he would play in China or Europe. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, cloudy, showers and a chance of thunderstorms all morning and afternoon and into the night. A high 27 with the temperature falling to 21 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, a good chance of showers early this evening with a risk of a thunderstorm. Clearing near midnight, a low 18. Sunny tomorrow, a high 27. And Wednesday, sunny, a high 29. At 12:09, it's 25 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.